Well, we are wrapping up this week's Boundless Show with our inbox segment. And once again, we have Candace Waters, founder of Boundless.org, here to answer our question. Welcome, Candace.
Thanks, Lisa.
Great to have you. All right. Well, this listener has a very good question. This girl says, once a year, my Christian school hosts an event where it's tradition to have the girl ask the guy out. This seems to go against everything I've been taught about dating. But is this one night a year just harmless fun, or could this be degrading for a relationship?
Well, my first thought was, it does go against everything that I think about, too, when it comes to biblical dating. But I thought I should ask Steve what he thought, and he said, well, you know, it's just an event. So I may have overreacted in my initial response. Thankfully, I have that counterbalance in a husband to say, I don't think that if you do this one event, it has the potential to unravel all that you believe about biblical dating, so we shouldn't overinflate the problem here.
And you won't necessarily lose your salvation, because I was wondering. Okay, just checking.
You will definitely not lose your salvation.
Okay, I wanted to clarify. Awesome.
Yeah, no. A couple of things to ask yourself. Okay, is this a once-a-year event, or is this an event that is still a holdover from another era when this really was the exception and not the norm? So if you go to a school where the culture of the school is that girls are asking guys out all the time, then this is just kind of a, you know, wink, wink, hey, let's all pretend we don't already always do this. But if you go to a school where this really is an anachronism, where really this is out of the ordinary for the girls to be asking the guys, then I think you can, you know, enter in and say, wow, isn't this kind of quaint? We still live in a culture and a place that is so unlike the society at large, where we generally, by and large, do wait for the guys to ask us out, and you can kind of have fun with it. So that's one way of looking at it, just as kind of a barometer to ask, what is the culture at your school? Another thought that came to mind is that you don't want to get your hopes up that finally you get to ask out that one guy that you just have pinpointed as your future one, you know, your one and only, and this, he's never asked you out, he's never noticed you, but now that you can ask him out, it's all going to be awesome, and, you know, you'll ride off into the sunset. I would just encourage you not to get your hopes up like that, because, you know, this one event where things are upside down is probably not going to lead to marriage. If it does, you know, great, but for the most part, it's just an event. It's just a fun kind of a, you know, an activity to do. And don't go all crazy and you know, change your whole worldview because of it. Don't overmake it. Don't undermake it. Just don't put all your hopes in it.
And don't go and ask a guy out and then be like, but by the way, this isn't something I really believe in on a regular basis, and I need you to read these 12 articles to indicate exactly
where. Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't go psycho on him, right?
Unless it's a way of introducing him to Boundless, then I'm all for that, because I'm like, you know what? Yeah. Here's your entree right here to just get into the nitty gritty. But no, I'm just teasing.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's one challenge. Okay, here's one thing to consider. Let's say you decide you're going to do this. Okay, first of all, I do want to say, if this really bothers you and it's against your convictions and you think it's fundamentally wrong and violates biblical principles to ask a guy out, even for an event like this, then if it violates your conscience, then for you to do it would be sin. So don't do it. There's no shame in saying, you know, this bugs me, I'm just not going to participate. But you don't need to make this into a huge boycott. You're not going to change, you know, the minds of everybody at your school. Just quietly don't participate. So that's one thought. Another thing to consider, though, is if you do it, ask the guy, you know, send him an email, or ask him, better yet, ask him when you see him, hey, you want to go with me to that flip-flop event on Friday? But when you get to the event, don't become the guy. Don't hold his door open for him. Don't do a total role reversal just because you initiated the invitation. That would be my advice. Still be every bit the godly feminine woman and let him be the man. Don't get in his way of leading and try to take the reins just because you initiated with the invitation.
Yeah. All right. Well, great idea there, and certainly some things that our listener can take away and hopefully apply. And don't forget to have fun, too, if you're the one that wrote this question. Do have fun.
That's what Lisa's good for. Let's remind. Everybody needs to remind about Lisa. Just have fun already.
Just have fun. Do not marry this guy that night, okay? So, yeah. Excellent advice.
Don't overthink it.
Excellent advice, Candace. All right, folks. That is it for this week's show. Write to us at editor@boundless.org. Org, and we will answer your question in the future. Drop a line and say hi. Make sure you're introducing the show to friends and that you're staying with us each week as we cover a new topic for single young adults. I am your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.